Well, Paul Holleran is spokesman for the National Union of Journalists, and Alistair Bonington is the BBC's lawyer. Morning, both.
Good morning.
Alistair, can you just explain, first of all, what happened and what sort of material has actually been handed over?
Well, back about the 12th of July, the Procurator Fiscal in Edinburgh submitted a very wide-ranging application for a warrant to the court. And as is now normal practice after our representations, that was intimated to my office. And we objected to the width of the warrant, which would have got every tape the BBC had on the G8 demonstrations that day. There was to be a court hearing on the 14th of July, and the Fiscal agreed with me that he would not insist the hearing went ahead. He then greatly narrowed down the terms of his application for a warrant. He specified places, he specified times, he specified specific crimes. So it was all narrowed down, and the sort of fishing expedition objection that I originally had was disappearing. And then following normal practice, and it's just a thing we've been doing for years, and the NUJ has participated in it for years, is that the police saw tapes in advance and then narrowed it down even further. And they only got a very few tapes, and we were successful not only in taking it right down to the minimum, but also we managed to get the powers of search taken out of the warrant. So it was an absolutely minimum warrant. And to be blunt about it, we've had more success in this case in narrowing it down than any other. And I've been involved in many cases in the past. And frankly, the court isn't remotely interested in listening to the argument we put forward.
Paul, what is the NUJ's problem with handing over these tapes? Because, I mean, we all know that there were violent protests and not many people would condone that.
No, our concern is twofold. One, in respect to protecting the press, and I think it needs to be seen that the press is quite at arm's length from the state and shouldn't be really seen as a body that hands over material for information to the police just willy-nilly. And I think there needs to be a more robust challenge to these seizures. Glad to hear that Alistair and the BBC put up a bit of a fight this time, but I think the industry needs to get its act together along with the police and say, look, there needs to be stronger criteria here for protecting the press, because it's an affront to democracy if the press is seen to be an arm of the state, and we're trying to avoid that.
So you're worried that what somebody out perhaps with a handheld camera at a demonstration with, you know, not too many staff around them to help could become a target for demonstrators because they fear the material could later be used in court?
Yeah, that's the second part of our concern, is the health and safety aspect of journalists who could be seen as being used by the police either at that time or at a future date. So it's really about the industry sitting down and saying, how can we robustly get something in place that protects that element of it. I'm glad to see the BBC have done something this time, and the other companies have followed suit, but really we need not to be in that position.
Alistair, I mean, I presume you agree largely with that, but in previous cases, for example, the Fraser inquiry, you know, we've actually refused to hand over tapes. Yes. Why wasn't that done this time?
Well, in this particular case, I mean, you can't refuse against a warrant. And my experience is that if you go to court, as I've said, and make the argument that Paul has just made very coherently, and I hope I make it equally coherently in court, but I don't get anywhere with it because the court says serious crimes have been committed. We must have the best evidence. You, the BBC, have got it. We are having it. End of story. Not interested in this argument about journalists.
So you just can't refuse, the BBC cannot refuse to hand over.
Well, we can fight it, but and we can get it narrowed down, which we've done so successfully here. But what we can never do, in my experience, and it goes over many years, is we can never successfully resist it completely. I agree with Paul that there needs to be an industry-wide attitude taken to this, because I find what happens is that other broadcasters are perfectly willing to hand the stuff over without any application, and we had to take the lead here. Regarding Fraser, the only point I would make is, as you probably know, the NUJ chapel here in the BBC in Glasgow asked us to hand over the tape, the untransmitted tapes, and I think maybe, with great respect to Paul, the NUG maybe should have a little think itself about where it stands and all this,
because I'm a bit confused.
Well, I think obviously each case has got to be looked at on its own merits. If you're talking about violent demonstrations, I think that's slightly different than hours of footage on a documentary that could lead to, you know, people finding out about the truth about the Scottish Parliament spending.
But if you, the NUJ, then want the industry to take a more robust approach, how would you go about doing that?
Well, it's about reaching agreement. It's about sitting down and saying, here's what we need to do and here's the approach we need. If the government come to us and say, we're looking for this information, we have to have a criteria for that. If the police come, we need to know what we're doing.
But can the BBC or indeed the NUJ keep going on successfully challenging a warrant?
I think we have to put up as robust a challenge as possible, but I would prefer to get some kind of agreement that where people know exactly where they are.